Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Budget battles continue behind the scenes, according to weekend media reports. Cabinet met last week to try and break the deadlock between the ANC and the DA, but nothing was finalised. The reports say that Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana and National Treasury are digging their heels in over a 2% hike in VAT. President Ramaphosa has apparently offered a compromise of between half and 1%. The DA remains adamant, no new tax hikes, rather cut costs. Another cabinet meeting is scheduled for today, but with a revised budget up for delivery in just 10 days from now, we're running out of time. Worth noting that the SA Chamber of Commerce and Industry has come out in favour of cuts to expenditure rather than more tax increases, says SACCI President Ntokolu, quoted by Business Times. Too many state entities continue to spend vast sums while running into trouble with the Auditor General year after year for fruitless and wasteful expenditure. South Africa's biggest steelmaker, ArcelorMittal South Africa, AMSA, has confirmed that it will be closing its long steel business after all. AMSA made the announcement a month ago but held off in an attempt to save the business, looking for government support. The closure will hit plants in Newcastle and Vereeniging, leading to 3,500 job losses and putting tens of thousands more at risk downstream. On the JSE, as we hit the weekend, there was a distinctly negative tone. The all-share ended down 1.6%, the top 40 down 1.7%. That leaves us just 2.2% up year-to-date against an inflation rate of 3.2%, so just into real negative territory. London's FTSE was up 0.6%, in New York the Dow up 1.4%, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq both up 1.6%. Tokyo, Hong Kong this morning both up 1.1%, Sydney up 0.5%. The rand on Friday evening was unchanged against the dollar at 18.50. We're still up just under 2% year to date. This morning the rand has pulled back somewhat, 18.64 to the dollar, 19.41 to the euro, 23.49 to sterling. The dollar itself unchanged at 104 to the euro. Gold is up nearly 9% year to date, trading this morning at 2,865. Platinum at 9.51. Brent crude oil just over $73 a barrel. And one big gainer, Bitcoin, up more than 10% since President Trump announced yesterday that it would be included in a U.S. strategic reserve of digital assets. Bitcoin now back to just under $93,000 per coin. Trump also backed four other coins, Solana, Ethereum, XRP, and Cardano. The crypto industry has cozied up to Trump over the past couple of years. Looks like it's payback time.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.